Hi there. I thought I'd do something slightly different today and record some audio for the blog. And for some of you who've been following for a little while, you may not have necessarily seen that one of the first blogs that we did, which really entitled "What Sat Nav Should I Choose?" So I'm really just going to quickly recap on that for anybody who's come into the blog quite recently. And I think the first thing to answer to the question what sat-nav or portable navigation system should I choose is it depends on your vehicle, where you want to travel and what extra features you require. For example, do you need a portable sat-nav that can be transferred between vehicles, maybe yours or your wife's or your husband's? Do you need a widescreen system or a smaller compact one? I know we've recommended a 4.3-inch screen because it's simply easier to see. Do you need a European or American mapping? Or are you only ever going to travel in the UK? And do you require features such as a built-in MP3 player, built-in Bluetooth, hands-free calling, safety camera database, points of interest locator and traffic updates? These are all things to consider. Plus, consider the size of the screen, touch screen variations, voice navigation, and how often will you use it before you decide which model. These are all important questions. Something else that people quite often ask is it easy to set them up? And to be honest, most systems work straight from the box. They just need to be fixed to your windscreen or your dashboard on a mount and can be plugged into your cigarette lighter. Sat-navs also have an easy-to-use touchscreen with menus and options to help you find the features that you need with no fuss at all. So, generally, they are very easy to set up, even for technologically challenged people, such as my good self. And one other point to note that people do ask about updating their maps on sat-navs. You can update the mapping software on most units to take account of any road changes, etc. And these can be done from your PC, in the case of portable navs, or via your phone's GPRS connection, in the case of Bluetooth models. It is a good idea to check the level of mapping that comes with your portable navigation system and ensure you have the right mapping before you do buy them. So that's very quickly some things to look out for which system you should choose, how easy they are to set up, and can you update the mapping on the system. So that's all for now, and speak to you soon.